Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. He won't shave his head because his wife doesn't want him to look like his dad. But once he stops trying to hang on and he shaves it, he'll probably be pretty glad. It's producer Eddie. Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. Now's the time that you come up and tell me if you did it or not.
I don't know what it is.
Who stole my shoes?
What shoes?
Somebody sent me a pair of shoes from Brooks Running Shoe Company.
I'm out because I didn't steal any shoes. I have too many shoes. I'm good.
You had a box from Brooks.
So who stole my shoes?
There we go. Who stole our shoes?
I don't know. I didn't know this.
Abby sent me a text and said, hey, your shoes are in the kitchen. They're in a box. They sent them to you. Great. I show up the next day. They're not there. Who stole my shoes?
Hey, Scuba Steve. So we were sent shoes by Brooks Running. Where are they?
I don't do Brooks Running. I don't know what that is.
Well, no, they sent us shoes, according to Eddie. Apparently, me too. And they're not here.
Oh yeah, I see those every once. Huh? Yeah, for you too. I don't know anything about the Brooks shoes or how they get here. I'm not a part of that, but I have seen them every once in a while.
Amy, what do you know?
I don't know anything other than I saw a box in the kitchen area with your name on it.
Lunchbox, what do you know?
I know that I have a pair of Brooks Running shoes from Brooks that came.
Do they have your name on them?
Had my name on them.
Did you take a picture so we could vouch that had your name on it?
Yeah.
Because you, a lot of times, either steal or don't get stuff.
Nope. I didn't, I can
Mike, do you know anything about this?
I got a pair with my name on it.
Oh, no, I'm not asking about that. Where are our shoes?
I don't keep track of anybody's mail.
What about Abby? Because she's the one that sent us the message.
Abby, will you go and look, see if you can find them during this segment?
Yeah, I'll look.
Okay, thank you.
Eddie, I didn't see him yesterday, but
did
the guys get shoes or what?
Well, maybe there's some for you. Don't come back without them. Okay, moving on.
I'm upset.
He isn't a fan of music, despite working in country radio, and he provides the bonehead story of the day right here for this show. It's Lunchbox!
It got me thinking. We talked about me being on Garth's reality show, how they showed me over and over and over again, so I was just wondering, how do I get my royalty checks? Like, I know Bobby was in Bandslam and he gets a check in the mail every once in a while for royalties. So how does that work?
You didn't have a role. You weren't credited. You were just in the crowd. So you weren't even an extra. You just went to an event and were filmed at a public place. So there are no royalties. And if you're not credited, you're not even a part of the show. You didn't even exist, actually. And I think it was a docuseries, not a reality show.
Mm. Oh, well, isn't that the same thing?
Not quite. A docuseries, a little more integrity, a little more honesty.
Oh.
A reality show, they can definitely flub on some of the narratives.
But it's a reality show.
Yeah, that's like, the thing that's about ironic. It. Well, they lie about that word right there. But I don't think you're going to get any checks if you weren't credited. Did you check the credits? Did it say, like, random guy who appears 10 times?
No, I haven't even checked the credits. I've just been getting sent screenshot after screenshot
check
after
the
screenshot.
Credits. Check the credits. And if it's there, then we go to court.
Because, I mean, that is twice Garth has used me in his docuseries.
No, you would not leave Garth alone. There's a big difference. Like, you were on his hip all night.
Yes, but then also in his Vegas residency, he made a video. He made a docuseries. Who's in it?
But you were in the crowd just sitting there.
I know, and they...
Were you in the credits?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. Check the credits. Let me know. Amy, we're going on 20 years of being friends, and we can catch you on your Women of iHeart Country show on the weekends. Here she is, Amy!
Okay, so I watched my Saw stuff over the last 7 months.
Saw the movies, that's right.
Or how, it feels like it was 6 months ago.
She lost a challenge, had to watch every Saw movie. One through 10.
One through 10. Mm-hmm. And my daughter loves horror movies, and so she watched most of them with me. Am I saying that correctly?
Well, I would just go with the or, put a little or.
Horror.
Yeah, like, because if you get that second or, it sounds like a movie that maybe your daughter shouldn't be watching, but I got you.
Horror.
Yes.
And even she's like kind of over it, especially the one like in this last batch I had to watch. They were like chopping off their own body parts for weight to be. And I was thinking like if we were all in that situation and it was like whoever could produce the most body weight because they were going to weigh whatever body part on the scale. I'd be like, would we be capable of doing that? I'd be like, kill me now.
I could cut off something.
What would you?
Anything. Everything.
You would cut it off yourself?
Yeah. I could do it to live. You guys don't even know things I've done just to hang, not even to live. Right. I tell you.
Well.
So you watched all 10 Saw movies, your thoughts, your review?
Are they going to make more? Because this should just be done.
Mike? Movie Mike?
Yeah, there's one coming out next year, Saw 11. There you go.
Watch it, Amy.
I mean, I might just to kind of keep it going. But I guess if you're into that sort of thing, I could see it. But like I said, even my daughter is, and she was sort of getting over it.
I would think, though, watching them in a set
be too much.
It's not really meant how Saw's supposed to be consumed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be consumed over like a decades.
Well, like, you know, every year you watch another one or something.
Yeah,
but thank you for finishing up on your bet. Amy's watched all 10 Saw movies.
Good job,
nice
Amy.
Job. All right, Raymundo.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's rocking the old school MTV shirt today. I love it. 90s kids all the way. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I have an old Bronco, old 70s Bronco. It's pretty cool. I was ready. The weather's got pretty good. Got in it for the first time. Ready to pop. And the only music that plays in it is from the 70s. Turn the key.
What? What's that?
That was it. It did nothing. Nothing. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know anything about cars.
Oh, my goodness.
So I turned it again. Even less than the first one. It went. First one was like this. Second one was like this. So it's basically a paperweight right now. No idea how to fix it. I have to get somebody to come get it or to work on it.
Is it the first time you turn it on like this year?
Yeah.
Okay. That, I mean, like the battery could be dead.
Start it up like.
Yeah, man.
No, you can't start it up. I tried to start it up. Went.
No, I meant like. Is there when you, the last time you've taken it in? Are they like, hey, even if you're not going to drive it because it's cold out, just go ahead and give it a start.
No.
Every. Couple weeks.
They should have told you that.
No, no one's ever told me that. But it doesn't work right now. So that was my first time firing up the Bronco, but I'll let you guys know when we'll go on a group ride.
Oh, that'd be fun, man.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
There are no shoulder seat belts. It's only waist belts.
I'm picturing y'all like Zoolander getting gas at the gas station in your Bronco.
That's because it turns you on to think about us.
Interesting.
Yeah, because she's spraying all of us with water with her hand.
That's what you want to do.
I'm picturing it as I watch my horror movies.
You want to get us wet, Amy? I don't understand.
Wow, okay. Ooh, this is right before y'all get murdered. Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My 15-year-old daughter has a pet rat, and now she claims it's her emotional support animal. Though she's done some rather ballsy things, this is the one that takes the cake. She discovers she can pretty much take it wherever she wants and then raise a stink about it because it's her support animal.
This is so dumb.
She seems to be getting addicted to the attention she's getting, and I can assure you there's no emotional need for this rat to be a part of her life. Unless, of course, you count attention addiction. Any thoughts on how to break this disturbing trend, short of feeding the rat to the neighbor's cat?
Oh.
Signed, Grandpa of the Rat. So it's the dad here. That's hilarious. But if she's, like, treating the rat good.
No, what's the problem?
Yeah. Probably a mouse, too, by the way.
Not a rat.
That's how you describe it when you don't like it.
Oh, is it the same animal? Just one's bigger and dirtier?
I would think that's not a big, dirty rat that she has. It's probably a big mouse. It's hard to get a rat as a pet.
So could it potentially be a cute hamster?
I think this is a phase.
Yeah,
she'll go through the phase, mm-hmm. be out of it. It's hilarious. She has a support animal that's a hamster. Or...
Dude, I bet the attention's awesome, though.
Everybody wants to pet it.
Oh, well, is that a rat? Can I touch your rat? Yeah.
And you know what? She's learning responsibility. She's got to keep the rat alive.
Yeah.
And they don't live that long anyway. It's not like it's going to live 3 years. I would say let her have the emotional support animal. The sun will go down on this one way or the other. She will move on to something else. She is a teenager. It's pretty funny. And you also have to let it go. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I had a ferret in high school. And I would take her around. Yeah, she'd be on my shoulder.
She'd stay?
Yeah, she was awesome.
How long did she live? Age?
9 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Did you keep her all 9 years?
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, and then she got pancreatic cancer.
What?
Poor baby.
But 9 years is probably a long time for a ferret.
Yeah, we had a chihuahua and a ferret at the same time, and they lived around the same time, both of them did.
Were they like married, like old couple, one dies, the other one goes?
Well, one of them looked like Ren, and then she looked like Stimpy, so we named her Stimpy.
Rest in peace, Stimpy.
Yeah.
And Dad, let her have the pet. As long as it's not hurting anybody, all good. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Eddie, what's the question for the room?
Question for you guys. How long will you wait for a table at a restaurant? What's the longest?
Any more specifics or details?
I mean, would you... No, just like...
If you show up to like a Chili's.
If you've got to wait in the little waiting area, how long will you wait?
No reservation.
Nothing.
Just show up.
Yep.
15 minutes.
So if they say 20 minutes is your wait, you're like, I'm out?
Unless my wife is like, I think 20 is cool. But I don't want to wait more than 15. I'd rather go and have food not as good, but get it quicker. We're big reservation people because we just do it on the app.
Yeah.
So mostly I wouldn't even try. And also, I eat at a weird time, 4:35, 5:30.
No one's there.
So I really
there.
Don't have to worry about that for the most part. And I've really got into the habit of just booking on the app. It's an open table. But I would say 15, 20 minutes. I'm not going to wait an hour. It's like a ride at an amusement park.
Yeah.
40 minutes? To go 11 seconds down a tube? That sounds terrible. 15, 20 minutes. Amy?
Kids and I went to dinner last night, and we went up to the counter, and she said it'll be 30, 45 minutes. Oh. And I was like, well, okay. So I put my name down, and then we tried for about 5 minutes, and my kids were like, we're hungry. And I was like, so I go, remove my name, and we went somewhere where we got it fast. So I think I could do it, but it just depends on how hungry everybody is.
Do you think that they're always a bit... conservative, or do you think they're a bit aggressive with their time? Meaning, if they say 30 minutes, is it really 45? Or if they say 30, is it really 20? But they just want to protect people from getting mad.
Well, yes. This place was covering their bases. They said 30 to 45 minutes.
They hit you with a big window.
Sometimes they go up and they say, like, it's going to be an hour, and it's really like 20 minutes.
That happens.
I'd rather than be that way.
I'll go to a longer one if it's like, so we went to with Caitlin's family, and we go somewhere. We're driving into Tulsa, and they're like, we'll go to this place, and we get there, and it's like a 35, 40-minute wait. I'm not afraid to say my opinion, even with them, but I think they like, I don't know, they like to hang out with each other, and so they were cool just hanging out and talking.
Yeah, people do that.
So we waited for like 45 minutes, and I'm like, this is crazy. Like, what is happening here? So, yeah, I would never wait that long. Lunchbox?
30 minutes, because you have to calculate how long it's going to take to get three kids back in the car, drive to another place, take the chance that they're going to have a wait. So if they say 30 minutes, we're staying. But if they say 30 minutes also, I'm like, do you know who I am? And then they still say 30 minutes. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll wait.
Eddie, why did this come up?
Yeah, because we went to eat somewhere and it was a 45-minute wait. And we're like, ooh, this is tough. But I took into consideration what Lunchbox was saying. Like, we're going to have to get the family, go somewhere else. What if they have a wait? So I took the 45 minutes, but they let us sit in the car. So it was kind of one of those, like, we'll text you when the table's ready.
How long, though?
What do you mean? How long did it take?
Yeah.
25 minutes.
See, yeah, usually it's a lot shorter than they say.
Yeah, so
because they don't
want
people coming up yelling at them. I'm like, I've been here 40 minutes. It's just better to be on the conservative side.
Dude, I went to a place where the guy just said, like, I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's going to be like maybe an hour, 2 hours. Like, I would go somewhere else.
An hour, 2 hours. Wow. maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
He said I would go somewhere else. Well, you're crazy.
What always perplexed me when I was a hostess is, like, you would tell people, hey, it's going to be a 20-minute wait. But then every 2 minutes, in that 20 minutes, they're like, is anything come available yet? And they come back, hey, are we, how's it still looking? Is it still, and it's like, still the same. There's nothing I can do.
Maybe some people left. Or maybe people, because we used to have a list at the restaurant I worked at. You should write the names in. And they'd be like, well, they didn't show up. So you'd move up the list pretty quick.
I love going up to check.
That's what I'm doing. Hey, how are we doing? And I'm not really asking. I just want to look over the stand and see where I am.
I'd call their name when it's time.
Yeah, yeah. No need to get mad at us for what happened to you.
It's just a question.
Amy's still holding on over here.
It took me back.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
So this nurse Lou in Madisonville, Kentucky, she's working her shift and a patient comes in. It's actually one that's been there before. So they were returning in the same old worn out shoes and she remembered it. And she's like, gosh, I just really feel like I should donate my shoes to this person. Like inside, she was telling herself that's what she should do. But then she's like, that might be weird. So I'm not going to do it. That might be weird. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to go do it. So she went and she did it and she donated her shoes. And it was just such a kind gesture. She even left the hospital with like those socks with the rubber bottoms on the soles that you get at the hospital. And that's how she left and other people saw. So then the story started to spread. And then Brooks Footwear, they heard about it and they sent her a brand new pair of shoes to make up for the ones that she donated.
The company that sent the shoes that somebody stole?
Yeah, the shoes that let's we get don't update. Have.
Is it the same?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get an update. Just a complete coincidence, by the way. Is Abby in the room over there, Ray, answering phones?
Yep.
Hey, Abby, did you find our running shoes somebody stole?
Find the running shoes that somebody stole? No.
From Brooks?
Okay, who got shoes?
I got shoes.
Who took shoes? Mike and Lunchbox did. Who else had
Abby, you got shoes, right?
Yeah, so I got them, and then Mike D, Eddie, and Lunchbox. Because, like, I'm doing half
Amy
marathon.
Amy told me that I had some.
Yeah, I don't.
I always saw a box from Brooks. Let me go look.
And then, where's Eddie's then?
I don't know where Eddie's are.
So someone stole Eddie's shoes.
Yeah, I saw everybody's in there. Because mine were there. But I don't see Eddie's anymore.
How would I not have some sent to me?
I don't know. Well, because I'm doing the half marathon and then Mike D runs and then
they gave me shoes when I did my walk.
I used to run.
Yeah, I hear you. Amy, why don't you go look?
I'm going to go look right where I saw it.
Okay, we're going to look for these shoes. Thank you.
Because somebody stole shoes.
We have a nurse donating shoes. And then we got somebody stealing shoes.
Hey, Amy just slept in the middle of her tummy. So
that's okay. She's going to... No, you're good. You're good. Go on.
We don't know what happens.
She literally is going to look for the shoes. All right, that's thank really you. Funny. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'll give you three famous actors. You tell me the 90s movie they were in together. One movie.
Oh.
Example. Say it if you know it. DiCaprio. Kate Winslet, Billy Zane.
Titanic.
Correct.
Who is Billy Zane?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, okay.
The thick eyebrows.
Here we go. Write your answer now. There'll be five of these. Question number one. Julia Roberts. Jason Alexander. Richard Gere. What 90s movie were these three actors all in together? Julia Roberts, Jason Alexander, Richard Gere.
I'm in.
In for the win.
Amy?
Pretty Woman.
Eddie?
Pretty Woman.
Lunchbox?
Pretty Woman.
Correct. Number two, Sally Field, Gary Sinise, Tom Hanks. Sally Field, Gary Sinise, Tom Hanks.
In for the win.
In.
Amy?
Forrest Gump.
Lunchbox?
Forrest Gump.
Eddie?
Forrest Gump.
Good job. Number three, Robin Williams, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. I say it like the duck. Ben Affleck.
Do say it like the duck.
Ben Affleck.
In for the win.
Robin Williams, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon. Amy.
Good Will Hunting.
Lunchbox.
Good Will Hunting.
Eddie.
Good Will Hunting.
Correct.
Okay.
Those words are going to get hard.
Number four. Whoopi Goldberg, Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze.
Come on.
Whoopi Goldberg, Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze.
In for the win.
In.
Eddie?
Ghost.
Lunchbox?
Ghost.
Amy?
Ghost.
Good. Number five, Renee Zellweger, Cuba Gooding Jr., Tom Cruise. Renee Zellweger. Cuba Gooding Jr. Tom Cruise.
I'm in.
In for the win.
Lunchbox?
Jerry Maguire.
Amy?
Jerry Maguire.
Eddie?
Jerry Maguire.
Correct.
Three-way tie?
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going. If you miss it, you're out. Number six. John Travolta. Bruce Willis. Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, shoot.
John Travolta. Bruce Willis. Samuel L. Jackson.
I am in.
In for the win.
John Travolta and Bruce Willis.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Heard of them?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson's on the only movie I can think of.
Tall guy.
You in?
Oh, he was in Saw. I'm really not.
5 seconds, Amy. Need an answer?
Okay. Sixth Sense.
That's tough, huh?
Whoa.
That's a tough one for your list. Yeah. It's also incorrect.
I didn't think
Eddie.
So. Nah, she meant to say Pulp Fiction.
Lunchbox?
Oh.
Pulp Fiction.
Correct. Two remain.
Yeah.
I would have never gotten that.
Amy, you have been eliminated. I'm sorry.
Oh, baby. Sorry
okay,
about that, Amy.
See you next time.
Okay. John Cusack. John Malkovich.
What the?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh.
John Cusack. John Malkovich. Nicolas Cage.
Holy.
I'm just going to play by myself over here.
Name.
Hold on.
Name that 90s movie.
John Malkovich? Say the names again. John Cusack.
John Malkovich, John Cusack, Nicolas Cage.
Whoa. That's tough, dude.
Did you get it?
I'm in.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Need an answer?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I put being John Malkovich.
That is a movie that John Malkovich is in.
Because I don't know who he is, but I'm like, was he in Con? He could have been in Con Air, though, and I should have just guessed Con Air. That would have been the smart thing to do.
Eddie, what'd you pick?
Oh, my gosh. I think I got it.
What do you have?
American Treasure.
No, it's Con Air.
I am such an idiot. I am such an idiot.
I know I'm
You're thinking of
National
Treasure. You didn't even get the A movie right.
John Cusack's in Con Air?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Dumb.
Walks out, puts a boombox on his head.
I'm so dumb.
Dang it.
I'm so dumb.
All right.
Am I back
next
in?
One? No. No.
Amy,
don't
stop.
Do the thing where you get it when you're already out.
But I did.
You know you get so annoyed when they do that.
Do I?
Yes.
I do.
You're so annoyed when they're knocked out already and they're like, oh, God, and you didn't.
Are you sure?
Yellow card.
Dude, I was so wrong on American Treasure.
I tried to be so cute.
All of it was wrong.
I tried to be so cute.
All right, speed round, so you can buzz in your name at any time.
Oh, that's tough.
So yell your name. I'll give one, then two, then three.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Kirsten Dunst. Bonnie Hunt. Robin Williams.
Eddie. Jumanji.
Correct. Winner.
Yes!
Oh, there we
go.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Let's do a couple romantic updates. Let's go to Morgan first. Morgan has been seeing a guy called the man in uniform. He's been gone for a bit.
Yeah.
And we think possibly because he's been gone, there's been time for you to really build up. Maybe get a little too overexcited about it. Amy thinks the guy could be living a double life.
He potentially could be,
right.
But maybe not.
Maybe not. Sure, maybe not. So you've been pretty excited about it, which is not normal for you.
No, not at all.
So he's back?
Yeah, he has returned, okay. And we've hung out a few times since he's returned, and it's still going really great. Like, he's a really good person. I can't.
There she is glowing.
She's smiling so hard that it's hard for her to talk.
Wow.
That's good?
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw him, he showed up with sunflowers to my house.
When you saw him this time?
Yeah, for the first time since he had been gone and we weren't able to talk. He showed up with sunflowers at my house and we ate dinner together.
Do you like sunflowers especially?
My favorite flower.
Got it.
Yes.
And she's from Kansas. Isn't that the sunflower state?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Probably why it's her favorite flower.
Gosh, this guy's good.
I'm just saying, he pays attention.
He does.
Because he has to? Because he's lived a double life?
Yeah, how does he do that?
This has nothing to do with that. This is me
Well, you're the one who threw that out there, so now you're just like, no.
No, I'm just like, wow, he's good.
Okay.
He's good.
So he brings you sunflowers, you have dinner. That's the first time, and you guys have seen each other a few times?
Yes.
Okay, and what? Anything else you want to share?
I just said it's going really good. There's still no red flags. I'm about to meet some people that are important to him, so it's moving along.
Are you guys off the apps with the option to date other people? Have you had that conversation?
That conversation hasn't happened quite yet. It's kind of like things have been dropped and said, but nothing official yet.
If he were to be on, if you were swiping and somebody said, hey, is this your guy? And you were to see him on the app still, what would your thoughts be?
I'd be bummed, but at this point, I still can't be mad because we're not exclusive yet.
Do you feel differently about him at this stage than you have your last couple of serious relationships?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever felt this feeling. And it's not like, you know, oh my gosh, I'm in love or whatever. I feel very secure. I feel very confident in where it's going, and he's very consistent. So I don't have any questions. There's no lingering, like, what's happening? What is going on? I just feel, and that's a new feeling for me. I'm not used to people giving me that kind of security.
5 second Insta reaction. Eddie.
I'm so happy for her. This is so great. I love it.
5 second Insta reaction. Lunchbox.
Love bombing at its finest. It's working like a charm.
Coming back to that in a second. Amy, 5 second Insta reaction.
I'm happy for Morgan if she's happy.
You have a look in your eye like there's anything.
No, you were going to say but.
No, I'm happy for Morgan. It is consistent with, like, I get she wants consistency, which she has been that. But how many times how long has she known him and how long has he?
She's right there.
Oh, yeah. How long?
Hey, Morgan, this is Amy.
Yeah, hey, that's through you.
Sorry, I get used to just looking at Bobby, but how long have y'all actually this been going on? Like, just a recap, because some people might be just diving into this.
A little over a month and a half.
A month and a half.
Wait, that's all?
Yeah. But he's also been gone. How much of that has he been out of town?
Those 3 weeks.
So he's been here for two, gone for three. Or been here for
three. That'd
four.
Be three and three. A month and a half would be. Six,
We're a little bit over a month and a half. So we're getting close.
You're
to
a month
two.
And a half, but 3 of those weeks he's gone with no communication, right? Yeah.
Amy, stop looking at me like you want me to say double life.
I'm not saying double life.
I'm not saying double life.
I'm also not jumping into anything. This is just how it's very slow progression. Like, we're not moving quickly at all.
You're about to meet people that are very important to him, okay, aka his parents.
I'm not meeting his parents.
Like friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's. First of all, this is a normal progression of our relationship.
Listen, I agree. Amy just really wants someone else other than her to think double life, so she's leading us.
Wait, nobody. Why? No. Nobody has to join me, and I don't even think I'm all the way sold on a double life. I just think it's...
You said you were, though.
No.
But even some of the ways sold on double life is kind of weird.
It's not 100%.
So Amy thinks maybe double life. Lunchbox thinks maybe love bombing.
100% love bombing. This is what love bombers do. They're in your life for real quick, and they shower you with gifts. Every time they see you, they have something for you that you like or you love. They know, like, they give you a purse, they give you flowers, they send you a package.
Okay, he's not giving me, like, big gifts. These are thoughtful, intentional, small gifts.
It doesn't have to be big gifts.
Yes, it does. No. When it's love bombing, they're like, I want to marry you. We're getting married. Here is every piece of me, and then they disappear.
You have not seen him for 3 weeks, and you said you have never felt this way about someone.
But that's okay.
This is a new feeling for me. It doesn't mean like there's love bombing. The security is something I haven't felt because I haven't met a lot of guys with that kind of intention.
Also, is it just a sign of how crappy dudes are now that when someone brings flowers, it's such a big deal and so out of the ordinary that we're like, something must be up.
Yeah, it's sad that she's used to, like, oh, I got to look for a red flag. What's wrong? Like, is something weird about this? Like, that's sad. Like,
this is the first, sad.
But that's general dating.
First time where she feels, like, so secure about it. This is awesome. This could be the one.
Oh, boy.
See,
here we go.
I'm not getting there because it's still early, but I'm also not on their team.
Oh, dude.
I don't know that I'm on Lunchbox's
side. I'm just a guy hanging out, you know? I'm here rooting for my friend. It feels a little intense, but I like it.
I'm just saying I'm probably a little more protective in that I think that it's not as long as it seems it has been, and we need to make sure.
I know it does seem like it's like 3 or 4 months.
We proceed with caution because he does have to leave for work. Like, he does go hard in these extra areas to make sure that, like, maybe it's not love bombing.
Maybe it is that
I want her to know that I care, and it sucks that I have to be gone, so I better, like, go hard.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. And I think that you're still being aware. Your head's on a swivel. You can keep your head on a swivel and look around and see what's up while still enjoying when something's going good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much what's happening. I'm still aware that the other shoe could drop at any point in time. So it's more I'm just trying to also be in the moment and know that this is just could potentially be a good guy.
Are you weirded out? And because I don't know the scenario and I don't even know what the dude looks like. Have you learned anything about his past relationships that kind of weird you out?
No, I mean, he talks very kindly of all of them, so no flags there.
That would be, it's like, if you're trying to be.
If you're talking kindly about my ex, then it's like,
yeah,
but you're not a psycho.
Okay, but I can't talk, like, I wish I could be like, oh, they were great, but that's not the case.
I know,
for mine.
but if you're trying to make someone seem like you're an awesome guy, then you talk awesome about your exes.
Guys aren't that smart. I would say that
if I were a girl and a guy was talking about how psycho his exes are, that's not a good move. That's not a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, and they do that more often than you think.
Yeah, I would think they do it all the time.
Yeah, like they were like, oh, she was crazy.
Yes. Mm. In reality, no, dude, you've had 4 crazy girlfriends in a row. Let's find the common denominator here, loser. Right? Yeah. So, okay, Morgan, we're rooting for you.
Thank you. You are.
Keep us up. Eddie is too.
Oh, I love it. And when do we get to meet him? Like,
we're not pushing that.
No, but when does Morgan make the move?
To what? Bring her around special? I don't think we're her first string special people.
Oh, okay.
I think she knows better because we will not. It'll not be healthy if we get a hold of her. You know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah. Morgan, I'm rooting for you too. Yes, you know that. Even off, like, this is just why. If I feel it and think it, why not say it? Like,
if your instincts say he's living a double life, then say it.
I don't know that it's a double life, but I'm just
a double single.
Like
he sneaks off and...
I just am like, Morgan, let's just make sure. Because you can't rush these things. And she's not.
Boom. Well, I don't know that she's rushing anything. I think it's happening kind of fast as she's feeling, but that's okay.
I'm okay with what Morgan is doing. Right. I'm just a little weary of him.
But you don't know him.
Correct.
Does anyone?
Whatever.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the scam where you get a phone call and you pick it up and they say, can you hear me right away? It's back. It's making the rounds.
So they're going, can you hear me?
And the goal is to get you to say yes. And then they record you saying yes. And then they use that yes for authorization elsewhere with your voice.
We're screwed. We say yes all the time on this show.
We're going to fall for that.
I mean, us. And I just said not yes. Normal, but I mean, us, we're like, no. Yes, no.
Yes.
Here's my social. Here's
yes.
You know, we do all that. But yeah, so what do you do? Because I would think...
It says here, when you pick up the phone, if you hear, can you hear me, as the first thing, hang up immediately.
But I guess if it comes from a number you don't recognize.
We're all going to say yes.
Well, what if someone's hacked your number?
But I really wouldn't answer the phone from a number I don't recognize. I rarely do.
Right.
Do, unless I'm expecting.
Huge mistake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 95% of those are wrong. Let me tell you a story real quick.
Yeah.
I will keep some names out of it. So we're selling the old house that we used to live in. And so we've moved, but there's a gate and the front gate has a button you got to push. And so someone pushed the button. It still comes to our phone. And the guy's like, hey, I'm just going to say Sabrina, because that's not who it is, but it's a country star. But I'm going to use Sabrina. They call and they go, hey, Sabrina invited me. Can you let me in? Now, I realized that, quote unquote, Sabrina would never have invited this dude, weird dude, in a van, like yelling at the camera. Mm. And I'm like, I'm also kind of cognizant of, I don't want him to know Sabrina does or doesn't live there. He can think she lives there for all I care because nobody's there. I don't want him to go, oh, if Sabrina doesn't live here, let me go try another house.
Right.
Remember, Sabrina's a country artist. And so I go, hey, Sabrina didn't invite you. You weren't invited. And he's like, I was invited. So will you please let me in? I said, no, I don't open the gate. I record the screen, push the button, record it on my phone. I then text Sabrina. And I say, there is a... First, I don't say weirdo in case it was like Sabrina's brother or something.
Smart.
First, I say, hey, are you expecting anybody at your house? And Sabrina says, no. I said, do you recognize this person? I sent the video. She goes, no. I said, here's what happened. And Sabrina was like, thank you for letting me know, because obviously there are weirdos and this one was looking for her.
Wow. Dang. And they were in a van.
They were in a van.
Well,
you can do a lot more damage in a van.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
I mean,
and Sabrina
history
also
shows.
What I think too is Sabrina wasn't at home by themselves. And because Sabrina was like, hey, what would you do in this situation? And I was like, well, make sure everything's locked up. Make sure you know, gate's locked. I said, and I just live a little bit down the road from Sabrina. And I was like, and if you, like, need a shotgun, I got one. I can bring it over to you. And so...
You bring it over to her, but does she have to know?
We don't know for sure Sabrina's a girl.
Oh, we don't?
No.
Nope.
It could be either one. So, maybe. But I would take it just so they would feel comfortable. But they didn't need it. And all good.
That's crazy.
But they called me on the gate at it. And I didn't even say yes. Nothing.
So you think they were just shooting their shot with, like, you know, a house with a gate on that street? And they're like, I'm just going to go try to see.
These tours drive around, these celebrity tours, and they tell people where people live. And it makes it really unsafe for people that live where these people are pointing out.
Mm.
And general vicinity, they just probably pulled into the wrong place. But it was... I say that's what it is, because people would drive down the side road too once they would, like, guess who lives here?
Mm.
So it's unsafe.
Okay.
Yeah. Go Sabrina. Hope Sabrina's safe. Yeah, weird story. All right, what else?
In a new poll, the average American says they rely on Google more than their formal education, and the average person Googles 5 basic questions every day.
Well, I don't think we know we rely on our education because it's naturally inside of us. We don't ever have to go, let me get into my natural education brain. Oh, that's the answer. No, anything we've been educated on, be it through high school or college or like street, like me, it's just in there. Google, you have to actually make an effort to go and search for it. So I would say we do probably go search for, but we know things now because of our education.
Yeah, and then I second guess myself, and then I go to Google thinking, I need to confirm this because I'm not right.
Then
and
you need a better education.
I'm thinking about going back to school.
Oh, I didn't have to be school. It could be anything.
I know.
It could be the streets, like I said. That's where I'm from. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Is that it?
No, Jelly Roll is being sued for copyright infringement by a wedding band called Jelly Roll.
One word, though. They're Jelly Roll.
Oh, really?
They are.
Yeah, Jelly, as I'll call him for the sake of the lawsuit, and I will testify. I just know him as Jelly. That's his first name.
You mean Mr. Roll?
Mr. Roll. Yes. Either got one. It depends it. Formal or not. Yeah. Also, Jelly Roll is not really, it's such a vague and generic thing.
Isn't like, it a pastry?
We should all just be called Jelly Roll.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For the sake of justice for Jelly Rolls, what I say.
Well, they say it's causing confusion in the marketplace.
It's not. They're not getting hired for any less weddings because their name is a single Jelly Roll. Probably more.
Well, they have some notoriety because they were hired by the Bush twins for something. And then they came to the White House and Laura Bush used it for her high school reunion or
That's
something.
That's their notoriety? Let's compare that with a bunch of awards, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Stop. Jelly Roll the band. Chill out, okay? Jelly Roll, Mr. Roll, the artist. Mm-hmm. Totally different things. Is that it?
There's room for everybody. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Brant is from Fremont, Nebraska, and he stopped into the supermarket to get some lunch. He wanted to order a salad. And as he's waiting for his salad to be made, he looks over and he says, oh, I don't buy the lottery tickets very often. Give me a couple Mega Millions tickets. Let's see here. All right. Goes home that night after eating his salad. Salad was delicious, by the way.
Like a recreational player, like not somebody who's
Yeah,
like
not
you
a hardcore,
yeah,
like yeah. Just kind of, you know, salad. You know, might as well get some tickets. He's looking at his tickets later that night, and he won $1 million.
Wow.
He's a single dad.
That's awesome.
Man.
We're being positive.
That's cool.
What's the good thing about this?
I mean, he won $1 million.
Yeah.
And he had a salad, so he's eating healthy.
Good. We like it.
Yeah.
You happy for him?
You feel like...
He went to Baker's Supermarket. I mean, Baker's, congrats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a little negativity in your tone. We don't like that.
No. He returned to the store a week later and told them, don't pass out when I tell you this, but I won $1 million here.
Think about it if it were you being able to do that, though.
Dude, if I
see, that's what we need. We need this inflection. Go ahead.
I would run into that store and jump up and down and hug whoever, sold me that ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One day.
The store gets a cut, right? They get some money?
Mm-hmm. They get
percentage? No, like a flat fee of like $50,000 or something like
that. Yes, depending on how big the prize is, there's like set things that the store gets. But it doesn't come out of your lottery winnings.
What a positive day. And what a positive story.
I mean, how amazing would it be to go back to tell someone that, hey, dude, because of you, I won $1 million.
How good do you feel because that?
I would feel pretty good because
I'd be how good do you feel because you're going to tell his story?
It's not as good as winning myself.
Okay, there you go.
Would you agree?
I'd rather him win than you.
That's messed up.
It says single dad. The story said single dad.
Okay.
His money's tight.
See, he could be a single dad.
He's not, though.
I could. How much am I going to win?
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Lunchbox said on this show that if you live in Las Vegas, if you just live there, you gamble. And I was like, I don't think that's really what it is. The industry's there, but I don't think every single person who gambles. And you said, well, there's like slot machines at gas stations. But that doesn't mean everybody has to like do slots.
I mean, it's kind of hard. If you walk in there at least once, you're putting some money in there and you're like, get that itch.
A lot of calls from Vegas on this. Here you go. This is Terry.
I was just calling to let you guys know that not everyone that lives in Las Vegas gambles. I have been here for 35 years and have never gambled. Most of my friends don't. So just to let you know.
I think a lot of people work in the industry, maybe gamble a little bit. It's legal, but I don't think every single person does. Terry is at least one that doesn't.
My brother lived in Vegas for a long time, him and his wife, and they never gambled.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Some people just don't like to gamble.
It's kind of dumb.
It's weird.
Being honest, yeah. Here's Amber in Sacramento.
I have a morning corny for Amy. The urge to sing The Lion Sleeps Tonight is always just a whim away. A whim away. A whim away. A whim away. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
I get that's part of the song. The
a
urge.
Whim away. A whim away.
But what's a whim? Oh, a whim. Like on a whim?
You a whim away.
Away.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get
a
that.
A whim away.
I didn't.
A whim away. I like it.
I get it now. I get it. Let's go now and do Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why can't you tease egg whites?
Why?
Because they can't take a yolk.
That was the Morning Corny.
I was watching a guy on Twitter, and his whole thing is you've been doing it wrong. your whole life. And he was showing how to make scrambled eggs. And he was like, you've been doing it wrong. And so he puts butter down. I never put butter in my scrambled eggs.
Oh, you got to.
I don't know how to cook really, but I can make scrambled eggs because you just crack the eggs and go and you just mush them. You know, you just scramble. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he's like, you put the butter down. And then, but you take the oven, you put the eggs in, and whenever you scramble them, you take them off the heat. You let it heat up, but it's still cooking while you're doing it. And it's not cooking so much that it makes them a weird texture. It's really interesting. And then you do that a couple times, and then you put one more thing of butter in, pull it off, scramble it again, and he's like, voila. And I was like, dang, I've been doing it wrong.
Is that if you want them like kind of fluffy-ish or softer?
I think just scrambled. I don't know. Scrambled, yeah. Like tastier.
I just feel like eggs like, are so... It's like everyone likes it their own particular way.
Well, true. He's like, everybody leaves their eggs on the flame when they cook.
Yeah.
But it's not even like the chemistry of it.
Hmm.
How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled. All the way.
Over easy over here.
Over easy. And I'll turn the heat off just to like cook the whites and get the...
Yeah. The people that do sunny side up, though, that's just weird.
I don't even know what that means.
Me either. But I heard them order it.
I don't even know what over easy means.
Yeah, what does yours mean?
Runny yolk.
Mine's the one, yeah, where it's like like a pancake with a yolk inside.
Oh, with the bacon, and you pop it?
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's over easy.
Yeah, that's okay. I kind of like mine sunny side up, though.
Okay.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
So the doorbell cameras are everywhere, which is good and bad. Good because everybody can kind of watch out for other folks. What's bad is Big Brother could probably hack in and watch everybody. Mm. But Big Brother can actually be just a hacker and want to hack into stuff.
But if they want to hack and watch my front porch, you know, is that okay?
You know.
It depends
seems
on
seems pretty
you.
Boring.
I mean, yeah, who wants to see that?
They're adding new elements to these doorbell cameras all the time for security reasons. And so the next innovation is the doorbell camera that shoots paintballs.
Yes.
Oh, that's genius.
Yes.
And there's even an elevated version that releases tear gas, but normal people can't get those.
Okay, that's
yet.
That's too much.
Okay, you can't.
Wow.
You know, you have to like know that, like,
the
someone.
The next one's a nuclear bomb.
That is at your door.
No, but that. So the paintball, let's talk about that first.
Oh.
It's basically, it looks, instead of it being built into the door, it's on a little stand, not right in front of the doorknob, but to the side of it, where kind of the frame is. And if someone pushes the door, boo, it kind of tilts up and looks at them. And if you want to push the fire button because you feel threatened,
yes.
The problem is, if like Eddie came over, I would just fire paintballs
at him. Of course you would.
It's hilarious.
I would never ring your doorbell.
Yeah. The doorbell cameras are armed to shoot with paintballs. It's called Paint Cam Eve. It has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra high precision. An intruder, a kid who's TPing your house.
Yeah, ding dong ditch.
You can even put them, like take multiple ones and like put them on like posts where you can watch and move.
That's cool.
And there are very few, and I don't know what you got to do to get the really crazy ones. And maybe they're just for security, like government places, but a few of these will also shoot out tear gas.
Yeah.
That's got to be, like, you have to get one of those, like, either on the black market or...
Make it yourself.
Well, you could probably do that a long time ago. But, like, at some government, like, they're using them to guard military bases and stuff. But, yeah, that's the deal. The paintball thing's hilarious.
Like, porch pirates? That'd be awesome.
Oh.
You got to catch them, though, right?
Yeah. But you watch, right? Like, you sense the motion.
Well, it's
and you
not
watch
a submarine.
Yeah, how far will it
shoot? On your phone,
shoot.
On your phone.
It looks like it'll shoot 50 to 60 feet with precision. Like, even, like, you know how they show, like, sometimes these jets, and it shows, like, the little scope, and if the plane is in that little thing, you hit it, and it follows it?
Yeah, like in Top Gun.
It's got, like, that little scope thing. So if it's in the scope of the paintball.
Wait, the paintball tracks it? Because that's what the missile does. It tracks them.
No, but no. She's got a scope, though, where it's like a scope on a gun.
Okay.
And so within a certain distance, it is pretty accurate where it shoots.
That's amazing.
We have a thing, and we don't use it that much anymore, where we were gone, we could feed the dog because it would have this little machine. I don't even know where I got it. Where you could talk to it and be like, hey, what's up, Stanley Neller? And they'd be like, what the heck is that? But also you could push it. It'd throw out a treat. It'd throw out a treat. It'd throw out a treat. So I think this is just amplified.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm looking at it. It says you can actually sign up to get this now. Notify me on launch. And it's the first security system with integrated real-time face recognition and game-changing paintball making marking for preventive and reactive safety.
What if someone's like, I'm not here to harm you. Like, I'm just here to talk to you about the Lord or something.
Prove how much you love the Lord.
Bones, you need to buy this. And like when Jake Owen comes over, you just pop him and you put the video online.
It would go viral constantly. Anybody? Yeah. I would just invite people over.
Hey, Jake, I need you to come over a little bit.
Dude, okay. Dude, why'd you do that? Hey, come back over though. So I won't do that again. Okay. Dude, it's like when someone would get up beside the car and you're like, all right, go ahead and get in. You drive
on. Oh, I hate that.
And they'd be like, okay, this time though.
Get in.
I want to spend 2 minutes talking about the lottery where Lunchbox plays every 2 weeks. And he has forever. It doesn't matter what job he's had. Doesn't matter how much money he's made. He isn't, I'm not saying invested. He has spent money on the lottery since he was 18.
Yeah.
Well, depending
for sure.
on how much money he's made, he's increased sure. his investment.
Well, I don't say investment because then he says it.
Yeah.
We say that because he's tricked us into saying it.
Okay.
So, but he's never hit more than your max is?
$250.
Whoa.
Dang. Do you should, when you win the lottery, you should go to a doctor.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It's every week it's a new disease.
$250.
You should study him. So we've done different things and had ideas about how you can win. You would go to like small gas stations, not in a city, but very small towns because apparently they always win there.
Yeah, the rundown gas stations you always see on the news, like this hole in the wall gas station is the one where they sold the winning lottery ticket. I'm like, that's where I got to go.
Or he's had them pick the numbers at the gas station because sometimes people go like, I won, but Betty picked the numbers. And so he's like, will you pick the numbers for me? He's done that. He's like tipped extra at the gas. Like, he's tried everything. The one thing he hasn't done yet is go to church.
Yeah, I'm still looking for a church.
No, there are a million churches.
I need a church that's like on a weekday, like at noon.
What?
You could go to like a Catholic. Just go in and.
Maybe I'd go to confessional.
The church is open. What?
Maybe I'll go to the confessional.
You are Catholic.
I'm Catholic.
I don't know about that.
He does claim to be Catholic.
I know,
no,
but.
No, there's no claim.
The only time he claims it is when he wants to take a day off work
Ash
or something
Wednesday,
like
man,
this.
But you never let me have it off.
Okay, so. Because you can go right after work.
Go whenever.
You can go whenever.
Yeah.
You don't have to
on
go.
On that day.
Regardless. A woman went to a tarot card reader, and that's how it was. Her numbers were picked.
Stop.
You're going to win the lottery. And the tarot card reader predicted she would win the $500,000 lottery prize on the same day she won the $500,000 lottery prize.
Whoa.
That's wild.
Oh, man.
So that's real?
During my tarot card reading, I was told this money would be coming into my life very soon. I tried to think of ways that it might happen, but I didn't even think about possibly the lottery tickets in my purse. And so I guess she already had the tickets, but the tarot card reader was like, you have money. You have money.
Like, oh, you think the
500,000 specific?
A lot. They said a lot. It wasn't a small amount.
Okay.
I think you should go to a tarot card reader.
All right, I'll find one.
But I wonder if the church and the tarot card reader cancel each other out. You're just back to even.
I think so.
Right.
You know, one's definitely. Like the devil, and one's Jesus.
Yeah. Wait, are tarot card readers considered the devil?
No, I would think
depends.
Though that if you look at it as somebody who's just entertaining, then that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
But if you believe,
but a tarot card reader could be like a psychic. Two, depending on what you feel about psychics.
But my psychic is a Christian.
Your cousin?
My psychic cousin is a Christian.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's all about your feeling on connecting with something from a different space.
Dimension.
Well, or, you should do both of these.
Hey, I will do tarot card. If she's going to get me to win the lottery.
Why are you so slow on church, but you're jumping at
church?
No, I'm saying, I'm not.
He's like, I'll do a tarot card right now.
No. More difficult to find a tarot card reader than it is to find this.
He's like, can I find one on Sundays?
I got a window on Sundays from 9 to 1.
What I was saying is, I'm not worried about messing with the, like tarot card's not going to bring me, bad juju.
No.
But why don't you go to church, too? Because the guy at church went to church. And he heard a message that led him to the right place to win the lottery.
All right, I'll find a church today.
That's from UPI.
Sorry, man. You
it's
have to
not
find
even
church.
About finding one.
Church.
It can
service.
Be a Sunday, and you can drive down the road at about 9:15. Just make sure you're in some pants.
Yeah, we're in the South. There's literally
church
a
every
church
corner.
On, yeah, it, every block.
This one.
You must
see.
Not really want to win the lottery.
No.
Right here.
Following Jesus, building leaders.
That's what is that your motto or is that a church you found?
That is the one I found.
Is there one today?
That's what I'm looking. I typed in service
today.
Well,
it's Wednesday. There could be a Wednesday night.
Submit a prayer request. Yeah, I need to.
No, don't do that. Don't do
that. This is terrible.
We good? All right, we're good enough to do the news. I just heard disco music in my ears.
I mean, that's good dance party.
I got my glow sticks out. Hey, so glad everybody's here. It's time. For the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
If you want to avoid road rage, parentheses Eddie.
What's up?
Turn the air conditioning in your car on high and allow yourself to cool down. Literally and figuratively.
That's not right. I drive a Jeep.
So?
It's always open.
I know, but
you
may need to
you can
turn
still
the
blow
on.
The air out on your face.
Yeah, dude, it's wide open. The wind's always blowing in my
but
face.
But there's still the air. It's cool. You just don't want to not have road rage.
Have you found that when it's warmer out, you're angrier on the road?
No, I haven't been angry in a while.
Good for you, buddy.
People have been driving pretty well.
Is that what it is?
Around
more
me.
About them than you?
Yeah, man.
Researchers have discovered that the warmer the temperature, the more aggressive people or drivers become. That's why we keep the studio so cold.
Mm. Oh, that's fine. Hey, that's really working.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay.
We're good. In fact, statistics show road rage accidents happen way more in the summer. It's from Women's World Magazine. So, you're not in Women's World, but I think that's something you could learn from, Eddie.
Okay.
If you start to get a little hot, turn your AC on and just put your face in it.
I'll remember that.
Only 26% of Americans say they get at least 8 hours of sleep on average a night. Yeah, I mean, about a quarter, I guess. I thought it'd be maybe even less than that. The Gallup poll released Monday found that almost 60% of Americans said they'd feel better if they could get more sleep. Put me in that category. 38% or so say they're getting as much sleep as they need. Who are those people?
I feel like I'm getting the
you
right.
You do?
Yeah.
Ball humbug. Okay.
But I mean, I work towards that.
I'm jealous. And I'm angry. Yesterday, I was so tired. I couldn't stop laughing about that guy's last name being Wang.
That's how tired I was.
It doesn't even make sense. There's a lot of names that have like a wiener
sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't stop laughing about it, even when I got off the air, and I was delirious.
And you said it over and over.
When I told Mike, I was like, pull part of that off the podcast, because I just went too much about the guy's wang. But I was so tired, because I only got 2 hours sleep. It affected my brain chemistry so much that it's a different person. And I'll give warning to some people when I come in, like, I got no sleep. Heads up. It's almost like you be the... Scuba and Mike will be my bowling bumper rails.
I mean, we enjoy it.
No, because I'll go anywhere, do anything, and it gets out of control. But the sleep, man, the poll also said, how many hours do you get a night? 25% said they got 8 hours or more. 50% said they got about 6 to 7 hours. 20% said they get 5 hours or less. I've been wearing the CPAP machine. It's a thing. My wife last night told me I should get a smaller nose.
Well, you can't do anything about
that. Whole thing. It goes in your nose.
Oh, the hole.
Because the one's kind of big, and it comes off my nose at night sometimes. And when it comes off, it goes, because the air is just shooting up. It's like an air pump if you just had it on. And she says, well, a couple nights ago, I went over, and I put it back in your nose, and you woke up, and you opened up your eyes, and you went, ow.
That's
and I
terrible.
Went, no, I didn't. And then she goes, "You talk when you're asleep in your dreams, you talk feminine." She's like, so...
That's your real self.
Yeah. I went, how to do it? She goes, ow. So I'm going to try to get a smaller nose thing. I wear the CPAP every night. I would say that my quality of sleep has gone up. That level's gone up exponentially. 14 times better. I don't know that my quantity of sleep has gotten a lot better, but my quality has. So that is a small win as I'm building. But the machine has changed my life in that if I only get 5 hours of sleep, it's 5 hours sleep better than I've ever gotten when I only got 5 hours of sleep. And the machine works where it just shoots air nonstop into your nose. And if you open your mouth,
it comes out.
It shoots out of your mouth.
That's crazy.
It's like a dragon.
You still dreaming?
Yeah, I had dreams. I had a dream last night.
What was it?
I don't know, but I woke up going, I had a few dreams.
That's good when you can get
that's really cool.
State.
Yeah, mostly it's about what I'm doing the next day on the show.
That's not a
where
dream.
It's like,
are you sure that's a dream?
Dude, dream is like you're at a pool, dude. It's like spring break, and like there's just people having fun everywhere.
I hardly ever have those. But I was having dreams of like things we're going to do on the show, and like I got to make sure to get it all done in time, and like it's a successful show, and I get to my meetings on time. Like that's a great dream where I'm like, damn, we got the whole day done.
Oh, wow. Boy. You got a lot of dreaming to do.
Yeah, I probably do.
It's not good.
In 1942, the same poll was done. Like almost 70% of people said they slept 8 hours or more. I think partially it's because there's been this culture of sleep isn't as necessary.
But now we know it is.
Sleep and water, like the two fundamental things we don't do enough of. And the two things we're like, well, we can make up for it or we can get it at any time. So we don't focus on it. And so I've tried to be better at it. I mean, listen, going to a sleep study is the weirdest thing ever. Because you sleep in a room, they put all these little ticks on your body and they monitor you and they sit there and they watch you. But I would recommend it to anybody. Don't do the one at home. They don't get as much data from that. You can weird out for 12 hours if you can do that, and it takes forever to get in. It took me forever to get in because there's like a list, apparently. Like at the front of the club. Looks like you're not on the list.
Oh, wow.
Finally, they moved that little velvet rope, and I got in there. Let's see. Taste of Country has the whole story about Target, and the latest change is really upsetting folks. So they're closing self-checkouts way earlier, but they're not really adding more employees. And there are big, long lines at Target, like in the evenings. And people are just like, there's like three registers. Oh. And the lines are way long.
Well, that's weird. I thought that meant they were going to go back to more people checking you out. Humans.
And maybe, but maybe certain stores can't find the humans to work.
Oh, sure.
The U.S. Sun reports that most Target stores open at 7 or 8 a.m. and they close around 10 or 11 p.m. But the self-checkouts close like 3 hours before then. So you got people there at night going, we don't have enough people working.
Hmm.
And you can't call everybody to the front, having worked in retail. If you call everybody to the front, nobody's watching the rest of the store. And then people steal.
Oh, that's why?
One of the reasons. And there's nobody to help anybody.
So why are they trying to shut down the self-checkout? What's
I think that was about theft,
lost,
too.
Yeah, increased money being lost.
Dang.
So I guess if they're going to steal, let's just make it easy on them and keep self-checkout going. Experts say treat yourself to a store-bought cup of coffee at least a few times in the morning throughout the week. A few days throughout the week.
Who put this out? Coffee shops?
Well, I thought it was like Starbucks Inc. with the story.
Yeah.
Right. Wellandgood.com has it because they say psychologists had the story that especially in the morning, that being able to order a coffee that's made specifically to your unique tastes gives you a sense of importance.
Mm.
I am king of my coffee domain. I shall choose. Yeah, it's
I
just
don't get that.
It's just a very expensive luxury if you have to choose your luxuries.
Right. And they said in there it's like $9 a few times sometimes. A week.
Yeah. Well, not every day. They don't have right. every day.
But you would think, like, do you really need to make sure you feel important? Like,
I agree. You don't need to.
And it's the ordering part, like where you're like,
well, it's
I
getting
want my
exactly
coffee.
What you want.
It's like they made this just for me. And it's like, well, yeah, because
no,
you paid for it.
No, I don't
it.
Think okay. so. It's not just for me. It's you can have all the ingredients you like that make it taste just like you like that you may not have at home.
Okay.
So you don't have chai at home. You don't have vanilla. You don't have apple maple sauce.
Sure.
But you get it your exact way. And then that makes you feel like, oh, this was made for me exactly how I like it.
Okay.
But you know what's also made for you? Exactly how you like it, your bank account, if you don't have it, and you're going 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it is, it's fun, though. I'm not a big coffee guy, so that culture, I never understood.
The coffee culture?
Yeah, because I just don't like it. I don't like coffee. Every once in a while, I'll do, like, espresso, and just, it's torture. Because, like, it tastes so bad, and I'll just be like, I gotta get going. So, swallow it up. And I hate cold coffee. Like, I hate coffee, period. But the reason, why would you do it cold?
I love.
But why? It's not.
I like both. Sometimes you're.
But I thought the appeal was like it was hot and it's like morning and.
Yeah.
Why would you do cold coffee?
Because sometimes it's hot out and you want something a little.
It's a great
refreshing.
Point. See, I'm not part of the coffee culture.
Yeah.
Finally, a man picks up a sharp stone and finds a 5,600 year old artifact. You know, you're making good money off this thing.
Come
if
on.
You choose to sell it and not donate it immediately to a museum. Sometimes that gets you, though. You're like, I found this.
Yeah.
You're like, would you like to donate it? Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh, crap. Could have sold out on the black market for $1.2 million. But no, he was walking, and there was this cool rock that he saw. So he picked it up, and he discovered an ancient artifact, which is a different kind of carved stone that was a bladed dagger. It sounds like an arrowhead.
A spear?
Oh. Sounds like their version of an arrowhead.
Okay.
Heck, we find those all the time. Arkansas.
Yeah, dude.
Real ones. Show the roughly 5-inch long dagger, and it was used, and it's ribbed, and it's used to kill people. But that's what arrowheads kind of were, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were the tip of the arrow.
Yeah. Pretty cool, though. It looks like if you took a snail out of the shell and just stretched it, that's like the color and the size of it, but it's ribbed and pointed. That also sounds like, I don't know. All right, there you go.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
See, I'm not fully over the exhaustion. Oh, I thought I was.
Yeah.
I'm still a little bit, like, sleep deprived. Yeah.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
OJ's white Bronco. $1.5 million.
Cool. Cool.
Would you like to have that?
Yes.
No.
What?
No. Why? No.
What in the world?
It wasn't part of the murder.
Let me ask this. So I'm not saying would you like to have it as in, would you like to have it to, because you think the murder and all that stuff is not a big deal. But would you like to have it as just a value piece?
Yeah. No. Everyone knows the white Bronco. Everyone.
But why would you want it,
like,
though?
Murder, psycho murderers, signatures, you know?
No. This had nothing to do with it.
It also had nothing to do when somebody who's a serial killer signs a piece of paper for, like, a check.
Sure.
Like, paying their insurance. It has nothing to do with it, but it still feels because there's a connection to something really bad that happened.
I mean, we were talking about this the other day. Like, everyone watched The Chase.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Because it was on every channel,
and we only had four channels.
Correct.
And
there was blood found in the white Bronco, so it had something to do with it.
But whose blood was it?
They just said there was blood found in O.J. Simpson's white Bronco on a pair of socks.
If it was blood, if it was his blood, like Curt Schilling when he was pitching in the World Series, I don't know whose blood it was. But still, it's a weird piece to have, and I don't think I would have it. I would if they say, go buy some memorabilia, and you have $1.5 million.
That's not it.
That's
a tough one.
Wow, yeah. I would.
That's like, did y'all watch that documentary, The Dark Side of Kids TV? And it's really good, but...
I didn't watch it because I didn't want to feel terrible about the kids.
You do.
Yeah.
You do feel terrible for the kids.
Are you about to say butt?
No, I'm telling us.
I thought you were going to say
butt. It's related to this.
Got it.
Okay, one of the guys that worked on set that ended up being... a pedophile. It's crazy.
Yeah, will you tell everybody the story of the show?
Yeah, so
real quick?
Dark Side of Kids TV, it's about shows on Nickelodeon and how some of the people that worked there, it just wasn't a healthy environment for children. And I don't want to give certain things away because you should definitely go watch it, but there's one guy on there and he had John Wayne Gacy paintings in his home.
Was he the predatory?
Yeah, he was Mr. Pickle. On some of the episodes.
I don't know what that
is. Okay, well, that
guy. But I'm saying, was he predatory in the show? Was he one?
Yeah. He ended up doing really bad things to Josh and Drake, that show, Josh guy. It's really terrible, but it's like he would host parties at his house with kids, and it's signed by John Wayne Gacy.
So the fact that he was fascinated or intrigued by John Wayne Gacy, the clown, the serial killer dressed like a clown.
Yes, but he also would do art. And this guy is hosting parties and working with kids, and yet people were still parents were still letting their kids. It's like, well, he's a really nice guy, and it's like there's red flags everywhere. Yeah, I'm not saying he was going to be a murderer, but that's like a weird thing to collect and be obsessed with.
Yeah,
but you like gangs and stuff, and like you would go on gang.
Yeah,
tours.
But I'm
not so much anymore. I think she's out of that stage.
I think I'm out of that stage, and I've never went on a gang.
But you wanted to
tour. But now
she didn't collect gang memorabilia.
I've matured. So the cartel, and I'm fascinated by they operate. But I would never purchase something to keep in home that belonged to El Chapo.
Right.
But you're not supporting El Chapo. Yes.
No. You're not supporting him because he's not getting the money. But you are, I would say, in
glorifying
a way, celebrating. I have somebody famous, and he's famous for doing all these terrible things.
Yes.
By the way, Lunchbox, to your point. The blood on the sock, whenever they found the blood was forensically tested, and it was traced back to O.J., his former wife, and her friend, which is Ron Gold.
Yeah.
So there was blood on that sock that was
in the Bronco.
And the prosecution argued that it was planted and that the defense
offered a lot of wild theories.
So
the Bronco, 1993 Ford Bronco, people have offered...
about $1 million before the murder, and now it's 1.5 million. And I have become interested in sports memorabilia for the most part as of late.
Well, this would fall in that category.
I would say this is murder memorabilia.
No, he's a running back too.
No. But he didn't get 2,000 yards in a season in this Bronco. But even because I'm on a lot of these sites now, I just like to watch sports memorabilia. I'm trying to sell it now more than have it. His helmets and stuff have gone up in value.
Yeah.
Because he died.
I saw a Dr. Lori post like, hey, all your OJ stuff.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's going up.
It's like USC helmets. So I don't think I'd want the Bronco.
Okay. But would you want a helmet, though?
I didn't buy a helmet.
I know. I'm just curious.
Guys.
Like, no, because I wouldn't buy it simply because he was... He won the Heisman Trophy? He won the Heisman Trophy?
I don't know.
I don't either. But I wouldn't buy it because he was the last guy to rush for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season anyway. So that would mean I would want to buy it then because he was a murderer and a great running back. And so, no. He won, Heisman. Thought so. I just didn't want to say it. Be wrong.
They take that away from him?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Like Reggie Bush?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think so. I don't think for committing a crime.
A murder. Well, he wasn't convicted, though. You're right. He wasn't convicted.
Keeps the trophy.
Yeah,
so what's the problem, guys? What's the problem?
Wait, you think he did it?
No, but the problem is it's associated.
Okay, then that's the problem.
The problem is, to me, I wouldn't want it because it's associated with the murder.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. I have been, my memorabilia kick is still happening. My wife asked me again last night, hey, when is this obsession going to be over? Not in the way of hurry up, but she knows.
She wants a timeline?
I just run from one obsession to the next.
Yeah, dude, we haven't played golf.
None, not one time.
At all.
I haven't played one time because I'm just so I bought, what I'm into now are these things called auto cuts. So it's an autograph, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not autographed big things. They are autographs that are cut out of things and they're put into a baseball card sleeve and then they are authenticated and it says, so you know it's for sure and you can file it away with your other ones. And so I have a John F. Kennedy.
Right. You got that.
I got the George Washington word that's in the auto cut.
What's the word?
The. T-H-E. Yeah. It's the most popular word in America. This country wouldn't have been built without the word the. Okay. I just ordered two more. I just offered somebody money on eBay and they took way less. I got two more and I actually shipped them here to the office and for sure somebody's going to steal them.
Oh, for sure.
Scuba and Amazon have two things coming and I don't know why the work is in my send it here. I have a Harry Carey auto cut.
Harry Carey? Okay. That's pretty cool.
And I have a Ernie Banks.
They give you tracking numbers so we can follow it?
Yeah, I think.
If you can send me those, I can help you out better and see when it gets here.
Yeah, it's on eBay. I'm still not very good at eBay, and people will send me messages.
I can help you afterwards. I'll find the tracking numbers, and then we can look at it.
Because I sell stuff that I got, and any profit I make, I give away, I donate. But people are like, hey, can you put in a signed book with this? And I was doing that with a lot of them at first, but it's costing me money again because I'm having to get books and sign them for listeners and put them in the jerseys.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, I bought this and I'm not even a real fan as a Derek Carr helmet. I bought it and I just want to say thanks. So I was like, I feel guilty. I put in an Anthony Richardson helmet with it.
Oh, you threw...
Just out of nowhere.
Well, that's nice.
I know. I just feel guilty.
No one does that.
No, it's the opposite of what I should be doing. Okay, I'll bet on the white Bronco. God, leave me alone.
Just do it, dude.
Yeah, right.
Drive around town in that thing.
Yeah, right. Call us if you want. Oh, I do want to grab these two calls. First, Theo from St. Louis, who's been hanging on for half an hour. Theo, welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on, buddy?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
So I was watching, you guys might have already talked about this, but I was watching that Garth Brooks special. And I was getting to the very last episode, and I had to pause it, and I said, I think that is Lunchbox. So, of course, I rewind it. There he is. So, my questions for Lunchbox, do you think you are due royalties due to your guest appearance?
So, what's hilarious is, and we don't expect anybody to ever hear all 5 hours of the show, but Lunchbox brought this up this morning as soon as the show started at 5 a.m. So, Theo, this is a great call. Lunchbox, what are your thoughts on you being in Garth Brooks' docuseries?
Yeah, I think I should be getting paid because I didn't sign anything saying, hey, you could use my name, image, or likeness. I just went to a bar. I was invited to a party, and there was cameras, and they filmed me. So I feel like I'm part of the reality show. I was on the episode more than almost Garth was. So
that's not true.
So the reality of it is, and I did check, there were signs when you walked in that says, hey, this is being recorded for an Amazon show. If you come in, you will probably be on camera. They have to put that up, and they did put that up. Secondly, he's not credited because he didn't have any lines or reason to be there. And then he just actually chased Garth around all night so he could get on camera. Now, it is funny, and you do see you a lot, and I like that.
Yeah.
But you don't really need any money because you didn't do anything of value to that show.
I made that bar look like it was so fun and everybody's having a good time. Every picture I'm in, every spot, it's like, oh, man, that's the spot I need to go check out. Oh, look at me. Look at that stage. I mean,
so you're not going to get an official royalty check. What would you like that would kind of settle it? Like, what do you feel like you honestly deserve?
I feel like I deserve a dinner with Garth.
Oh, okay, that's a bit above what I can provide, so...
Why, what were you thinking?
Not a dinner with Garth. Like a...
Was that too much?
$10 or something? I don't know. Do you think Garth would do at a dinner with Lawrence Fox?
Oh, nothing.
No idea.
They'd have nothing in common.
He'd probably be nice.
He'd probably bring 8 buffers. That's what I do.
Buffers? What do you mean?
Eight people to talk to him.
I don't know. I feel like Garth can be pretty kind and conversational.
I agree, but don't you think about... He's like, I got to go to get dinner with this guy because he was an extra. He showed up to my bar.
Right. And what are they going to talk about?
And shouldn't you pay them for letting you be... Like, you got to go to that party with Garth Brooks, and then you probably got free food.
I didn't see any food there.
Oh, good point. Dinner it is.
Yeah, see, I mean, dinner and a thank you.
Why don't you just go ahead and say dinner where Trisha cooks and...
Be careful, though, because he'll actually get all this if we're not careful.
Okay.
I like that. Dinner where Trisha cooks.
Yeah.
I like that. And we all sit around and just talk about life.
What would you talk to him about life?
Guys, I don't want to do this because Garth will end up calling me up and going, you know what, I'll do it. And then we'll all be miserable because Lunchbox is going to go to dinner with Garth.
Okay.
I don't know what we talk about. I mean, whatever's going on that day, current events. I mean, they probably read the news. They're probably scrolling Twitter.
Entrepreneurship.
They're like, yeah. Garth's like, so Lunchbox, you hear about that Bronco? $1.5 million. okay, thank you, Theo. It's a great, great point, great question, and glad you're listening.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. Let us know, Garth. One more. This is Candace in Rogers, Arkansas. Candace, you are on the Bobby Bones Show. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning. I was just wondering if you ever found the Razorback jacket you were looking for from the baseball game.
Okay, so this is what happened. I went to the Arkansas Razorback baseball game. There was a kid. He's probably 15 years old. I was like, that's the coolest jacket I've ever seen. He's a kid, though. And I said, I love that jacket. I got to find it. Because he may have been 17. I'm not sure. He posted a picture of us together. He tagged me, so I reposted it. And I was like, I got to find this jacket. And my wife's like, he's a teenager. Like, it looks like a teenager jacket. And I was like, we got to find it. I found it. I have it. I wear it around the house.
Oh, so you bought it.
It's just like a sports jacket?
No, it's like a hoodie.
Okay.
It's like the coolest Razorback jacket I've ever seen.
So do people think it's like too young for you? Like,
it possibly could be. I think maybe that.
Okay.
But I'm living my best life. And so I wear it around the house. I've got Winnie the Pooh, though. Nothing else on except that.
Really?
Yeah, no pants. Okay. Nothing, just that. All right, thank you, Candace, I did find it. It was sold out a lot of places, but don't you worry. I got my ways, and my way was to search it on eBay. I got so mad yesterday, I was on eBay. I'm new to eBay. I never have used it. I was searching, and I was getting so frustrated that I couldn't find, like, I was looking for two or three things, and I could get none of them primed. Like, none of them were close. Couldn't use Prime to get it to my house at all.
eBay.
Exactly. It's not Amazon. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. Bones.
I was like, why can't I get Prime on any of this stuff? Because it's not freaking Amazon.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ohio. A man was clocked doing over 100 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone. Gets pulled over. Police say, hey, man, what's the hurry? Where's he headed? Got to get that laundry done.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what his wife told him before he left.
No, not a wife. He had a date that night. He had to make sure to get the laundry done.
That makes sense.
I would just think it was somebody going, you got to get the laundry done.
No, he's got to get his laundry done so he can go on his date and look good and feel good.
Because usually dudes have no interest in laundry.
Zero interest.
If you're living by yourself, you go and you find the piece with the least amount of stain on it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Unless it has to do with somebody telling you to get the laundry done. Or you thinking if you don't get it done, maybe you don't get it done later that night. You know what I mean? That's awfully fast, though. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
when they made the Titanic movie 30 years ago, so I didn't know the story, but more than 50 of the cast and crew members got really messed up because someone spiked some of the food with angel dust.
Angel, is that?
So I had to look it up too. It's PCP. But even then, I was like, what is that even?
Yeah, what's PCP?
It's a hallucinogen. So a suspect was never named, but now the police are about to release more information from their investigation. If they've been investigating this for 30 years, we got kids that are missing. Right. We got deal. Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing?
Who's the cop on this beat who's had to focus on this for 30 years? So the PCP chowder incident is what it was called. It happened during the filming of Titanic in 1996. 50 cast and crew, including Bill Paxton and James Cameron, were dosed with angel dust because someone spiked the soup.
Weird.
Whoa. Not nice, not funny, but because no one died and it's been 30 years, that's pretty, I mean, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Why would people waste their drugs on like that?
A science experiment, I guess, or to like watch, like let's
check
see
what this happens. Out.
Maybe. Unless they thought it was like salt. He's like the chef, and he's like, two doses of salt.
That's my PCP.
My angel dust. A story that's been told in a lot of places, but no one even really could confirm it was true because it sounds like an urban legend that the whole cast and crew gets drugged. But they say that some news could be coming out as soon as May. This is a weird investigation. AV Club has this story, but James Cameron said, he is the guy that directed it.
Director, yeah.
In an interview, he said, people are moaning and crying, wailing. They were collapsing on tables and in gurneys.
What? Oh, my.
There was a number of crew down the hall, though, doing a conga line.
Oh, so they were loving it.
Well, some.
Yeah, I guess everybody.
It was hitting everybody differently.
We like to party.
Trips differently, I guess.
So it's called phencyclidine. It's also known as angel dust. It has a bunch of names. Angel dust feels like a very 80s name. I don't think anybody calls it, hey, give me the dust.
Hey, man, you want some angel dust?
Yeah. What would it be called now? Is it just PC? Do they even call it that? Like, what would people call it now?
Is that acid?
You mean like if we...
I don't think that's acid. But I don't know for sure. Because acid is also a hallucinogen. And it can go like sublingual under the tongue. It can go... Like, there are ways.
Yeah. Oh, so, why don't we ask Scuba?
But PCP is the
Scuba,
one...
Scuba, not a drug guy. Scuba, what's up?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. But believe it or not, people still call it angel dust.
Really?
Yeah, angel dust or the angel or PCP.
The angel.
It's really one of those ones, if you're doing this, you have a real problem.
Is it an old school drug though?
People still do it now. It's kind of in that same class of like a methamphetamine or an opioid where you don't feel pain, you don't have any receptors, you kind of are like invincible.
Can you, I shouldn't ask because he may be wrong. He's not a doctor, but can you be addicted to angel dust?
I think you can be addicted to anything just depending on your personality.
True. Okay. Lottery tickets.
Yeah, that's what I wonder if like this was someone's introduction to it and then they couldn't stop it.
That's a great point,
Amy. And they would have never tried it, but then once they did, then it ruined their life.
I don't know that PCP is that type of drug.
Okay, I don't.
By reading about it now, it's high.
But you can be addicted to the feeling though. If you're addicted to the feeling of something.
But one time of a feeling, I'm not saying this specifically, one time of a feeling isn't going to create an addiction.
True, but I guess it depends on the person.
Unless it's something like a drug, like a chemical, like a meth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I don't know anything. Exactly. I don't know about PCP. I don't know about angel dust. I don't know about Chris Angel. I watch that show. It's both full of crap too. So I know nothing. PCP is also known, as I read the WebMD, which I shouldn't even do that. It like gives some people schizophrenic, so it's not even good.
Whoa.
Like some people take it and everybody reacts to everything differently and they have like schizophrenia, like a version of that. It's not forever, but that's, you know, some people say they're tripping and they're tripping in a good way, but some people they're tripping and it's like gross fingernails are coming at you and it's tripping in a bad way.
Well, it's like, you know, some people were doing the conga line and some were like going, oh, this is terrible.
Regardless, I don't know anything about PCP or angel dust.
That's just wild that they were drugged on the set of Titanic.
So what? That someone would waste that much in soup.
And James Cameron, of all people, like the main guy.
Like, how would you waste? Yeah, why would you waste that much?
So Leo didn't like the chowder. Like, what happened?
Well, I guess he wasn't a big chowder guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Unless he's a suspect.
Oh my goodness!
Who's got enough money to support angel dust for everybody?
Leo.
I don't know that he did then.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean?
He
was a child actor.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he was in Who Eats Gilbert Grape.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that he made a lot from that.
I remember him in a lot of like those teen magazines. Like okay. He was just always on the cover of those.
My daughter, we were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio the other day. She's 16, her and her friend, and they pulled up pictures of him the other day, and they're like, ugh, he's greasy.
Yeah, my wife thinks he's gross. She's like, I missed him. I missed him being hot because he's never been hot to me.
Right.
She didn't miss him. I mean, he's dating like 20-year-olds now.
Well, she...
I know, but we all see him as a heartthrob.
Oh.
I don't even see him as a heartthrob. I see him as someone everybody says is a heartthrob that I can't understand, but I'm like, maybe I just don't get it.
Oh, man, he was cute.
Same thing with like Jack Nicholson, because back in the day, you know, he's slaying them too. But I only see Jack Nicholson as like... yeah. Jack Nicholson is like the big old dude on the front of the...
Lakers.
The Lakers court side. Morgan, DiCaprio.
I mean, I've found him attractive in certain movies, but I've never like understood the full blown. Yeah. He's so hot.
You can't judge him on his movie roles, like because he.
Well,
could,
but that's
like,
how you find. That's
how everybody judges.
What do you mean? He could be playing
a
lumberjack.
Okay, but do you think everybody? No, well, even just hit what his face is. But like, you think everybody falls in love with him from seeing him at the malt shop? No.
What's the one where he makes love with the bear?
The Revenant.
Like you're not gonna fall in love with that,
but
Leo.
But it could be like how good he looks in the movie.
Yeah, like Great Gatsby. He was in that. He looked good in that.
Yeah, like he did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain movies.
Yeah, it's how he looks, not the character he's playing.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? Like, dude,
I don't even like grapes. And I was like, that's hot.
No. His last name.
Oh. All right, we got to go. See you tomorrow. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.